That's
so,
always a joke.
Yeah, huh?
By the housekeeper.
Oh.
With your permission. So, the next Friday night is Pesach? The mitzvot that we have to do on the night of Pesach, the Rebbe Gemara says that the person should expect redemption on Pesach. Says the Gemara, "Benisan yigalu, benisan atidim nigayim." It means the Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Egypt on Chodesh Nisan. Should we also be redeemed on Chodesh Nisan? We should expect that the Kadosh Baruch Hu might redeem us on Chodesh Nisan. Some Chachamim say, and some Nazir, others, they say Mashiach can come any moment. But the redemption, going out of exile and going to Israel, it could be only on Nisan. As well as Moshe Rabbeinu arrived in Egypt, and took months until we came out of Egypt, because the redemption had to be on Chodesh Nisan. So something about this dry statement and says, you know, once we were redeemed on Nisan, so this is the month that we should be redeemed again. The question is, what this has to do with it? It's a special thing about Chodesh Nisan, that it's the only time we can do it. Very strange. The mitzvot that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us on the night of Pesach is Haggadah Shel Pesach, what we have to read. From the Haggadah, and the Rambam quotes it, Kol ha-marbeh lesaper b'yitziyat Mitzrayim, anu et ha-meshuvach. The more you talk about it, it's better. So the question is, better for what? It's better for who? But Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he sees that you talk so much, so it makes him a little happier. It's true, but I don't think that Kadosh Baruch Hu really wants us. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to do this. There's a special mitzvah on the night of Pesach that you don't find any other mitzvah. Is v'igalat lebincha b'yom ma'u lemor b'avur ze ata Hashem li b'tzid b'mitzrayim. This is what we call Haggadah. Some Chachamim suggest the reason we call Haggadah is from the sentence. It's a special mitzvah to teach your child. So that's what Gemara says. When you have a child at home, you should say the Manishtana. He said, but actually, the Torah says it's a special mitzvah to teach your son. That's what the Gemara says. You come home from the Knesset, you should call him and say, rush into the Seder, that the children should stay up. Of course, it means, you know, that you should educate them. But why if you get them only on Pesach? Well, you can say, listen, this is the root of our Emunah, we came out of Egypt, Hashem did all the miracles, it's possible. But the Rebbe emphasizes in the Torah that you have to teach your child. And you go a little bit further, in Parashat Bo, when Hashem talks to Moshe Rabbeinu, he tells him, "Boel Paro, שאני אכפלתי את ליבו ואת לב עבדיו, ולמען תספר באוזני מנחה ובן מנחה את אשר התעררתי במצרים." It's not only that you have to talk and teach your son, it's called you should tell your son. לספר, like, what about סיפור, like a story. But as Hashem said to Moshe, באוזני מנחה ובן מנחה. In the ears of your son and the ears of your grandson. Now it's not only son, now it becomes grandson. Now really, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, you know, a father has an obligation to teach his child Torah. But here, this we learn is from Mishinatam Levanecha V'Yibar Tamam. Mishinatam Levanecha, of course, it means as well as student. But the same explanation, of course, means children. So it means it's a mitzvah to teach your child. It's a mitzvah. You send him to school, you pay the tuition, it means that it's like you are teaching him because you pay tuition. If you don't pay tuition, it means he missed the mitzvah. I mean, the teacher teaches him. But here comes the Torah and say, listen, you got to talk to him. Unless it says in the Mishnah, the Gemara, and the Rambam, that this is the mitzvah of Pesach. But the Gemara says that they used to do certain things, and then I said the strange things. They used to pick up the table, they used to have tables in front of each person, not like a long table that we have today. Each person used to have a small little table in front of him. And the guy that conducts the seder, he had a little table in front of him, and somebody used to come and pick it up. And the children used to ask, oh, what happened, what happened? The one said, oh, see, the child is up. He's asking questions. The Gemara says in the Ramam, he used to give nuts and all kind of dry like popcorn wheat to the children. Different, in order for the children to be up. In order for you to teach and tell the children. It's a special mitzvah. But you don't have it in any other mitzvah. I don't say, the sense is generally says in Torah, it says in Ramam, in Gemara, in Mishnah, you have the obligation to teach him Torah. Now here's a very special case. It's not just to teach him Torah. You have to teach him in a certain way. As he's going to ask you a question, you have to answer him. The answer for the question. And then he comes to Torah and says, no, also not only just to tell him, you have to tell him as a story. The man disappears. And then only to him, to his child. Maybe it's a special mitzvah, not a person. If you have grandchildren, they should be with you. Because that's what the Torah says. You should tell your child, and you should tell your grandson. What is the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants me to teach my grandson? There's no other place in the Torah that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to teach your grandson. His obligation is to teach your child, not your grandson. Here Hashem wants you to teach your grandson. That's the person. Here comes the Torah, the Haggadah, and the Rambam says, listen, the more you talk about it, it's better. Unless the Meshubach, it's better for you. Also, of course, they have the mitzvot of Matzah and Marom. Rabbi Gamliel says that you must say Pesach, Matzah and Marom, you must say those three words and explain them. If you did not do it, you might miss the whole idea of the Latzah that you did not fulfill the mitzvah. So first you say like this. Pesach, Shayu Ochim Avotenu Ashuma. This is, it was a time when Beit HaMikdash, when Am Yisrael had the Korban Pesach. That's a very strange thing. Actually, the way the Torah tells us, it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed the elderly in Egypt and told us to go and take a sheep. Take a sheep and then to slaughter it and take the blood from the sheep and smear it on the post or the door. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will skip the house and will not kill Hashem Evet in the house. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu then said, you know, in Egypt, one second, it was Shiva Father, no. Then Hashem said, you know, from now on you're the mitzvah every year. It's like every year the sheep. And every day slaughter the sheep in Beit HaMikdash, of course, and eat a piece of meat. This is to remember that Hashem skipped in Egypt. So what is the purpose of to slaughter him? And they said in Egypt you had to slaughter him. Hashem wanted to slaughter him. And Hashem wanted to put the blood on the post. But this is over already. Now it's not necessary to do this anymore. Now Hashem wants me to remember that he skipped. I don't know why he wants me. Let's assume he just wants it. He gets some kind of pleasure that we remember what he did to us. So for this I have to slaughter and eat it. So he doesn't say it, we talk about it. It's not. But you have to, Hashem actually said that everybody has to do it. Now the strangest thing is that this, if somebody deliberately will not do such a thing, the punishment is karet. Karet means that Chas v'Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the neshama and is going to destroy the neshama. It means the person will not have the merit to, of course, not to go to Gan Eden, but merit Chet HaMetin, nothing. Unless it's Teshuvah, of course. I said, usually, and almost never, besides another mitzvah, there is no such punishment on a mitzvah that somebody does not do. Means like this. We have the Torah, we have in the Torah 230 mitzvot. 248 mitzvot to do. 365 mitzvot not to do. Now the mitzvot that Hashem said not to do, some of them, 36 mitzvot, if somebody does it deliberately against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he gets his punishment karet. But any other mitzvot aseh that Hashem said to do, and the person deliberately does not do, there is no punishment in the Torah specifically for that thing. Let's say somebody doesn't want to put tefillin, somebody doesn't want to put tzitzit, somebody doesn't want to share true love, doesn't want to sit in the sukkah, somebody doesn't want to hear shofar. It's called mitzvot aseh, to do. So, you don't do, it means you don't get a reward. Right? The Torah doesn't specify a punishment, there's no punishment. There's only two mitzvot aseh, that if deliberately you don't do it, that you get karet, means that someone who says in the Shama, and destroys the Shama. One is brit milah. Okay, this I can understand. But you know, this is the stamp of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So if somebody does not do brit milah, Hashem said, after he dies, if he does not do teshuva, then the Shama of that person will vaporize. The second mitzvah, I say the second mitzvah that Hashem wants us to do, is Korban Pesach, sacrifice of Pesach. If you deliberately don't do it, it's karet. Why Hashem is so upset? And it's a very big mitzvah. Hashem wants me to remember he slipped on the houses. But on the other hand, I didn't do it, okay? I don't believe in it. I don't come to Beit HaMikdash. I don't participate in the sacrifice. The punishment is karet. Karet? For what karet? Because I didn't come to Beit HaMikdash. Hashem is upset about it. So again, so Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to remember that he skipped by slaughtering a sheep every year, and if somebody will not do it, Hashem will destroy his neshama. That's very strange. Right. Well, here comes the Torah and says, tell us that, you know, this is what happened in Egypt first. The Torah says, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu arrived on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and told them Israel on the 14th day of Chodesh Nisan, this is when you're going to slaughter it. The sheep. But please, I would like you to take the sheep on the 10th of Chodesh Nisan. Happened to me the 10th was Shabbat, that actually we left Egypt was Thursday morning. So Shabbat, Moshe tells them, this was the 10th of Chodesh Nisan, you got to take the sheep, and you got to a goat, and you tie it, and you bring it to your house. And you're going to inspect it for 4 days, and after 4 days, you're going to slaughter it, and then you're going to eat it. Of course, come Chachamim and say that one of the reasons, and maybe the main reason, the sheep used to be the statue, the Avodah Zarah of Egypt, and the Jewish people used to go, they went, and they told us the Egyptians would like to buy a sheep, or just, you know, can you give me a sheep? And the Egyptian would ask him, why, what did he say? He said, I'm going to slaughter this, it's my God. I said, I'm going to slaughter it. I'm going to slaughter you guys. So that was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe he wanted. But now, Hashem said, you know, you should take it to your house on the 10th day of Chodesh Nisan. Comes the Gemara and said, the Tam Yisrael took the sheep and tied to the bed. Tied to the bed? Not tied to the bed. Why can't you lay it outside in the yard? No. Each one took the sheep, tied the sheep to the bed. Can you imagine you sleep 4 days next to a sheep? Can you imagine if you can sleep? And a few years ago, I had in my house a goat and a sheep. I thought Mashiach might come. So I prepared for my house. The whole night is meh. Whole night. Can you imagine? They tied the sheep to the bed. Nobody told you to tie it to the bed. Why tie it to the bed? They had cattle, they had sheep outside. They bring it outside. During the years later, when we sacrificed the Beit HaMikdash, it was called the sacrifice of Pesach, was not needed to check it for 4 days. Here, the Hashem told Moshe, God tell them to take it the 10th day of Chodesh Nisan, watch it for 4 days, make sure it's kosher. There's nothing broken. And then you slaughter it on the 14th day of Chodesh Nisan, at the afternoon. At night you're going to eat it. So then it's very strange halacha that I have to watch it for 4 days. In the Tamidosh, besides the sacrifice in the morning, the afternoon, the Korban Tamid, nothing had to be checked and watched before. Just before the slaughter, they look around, to look at the sacrifice to see if nothing is broken, and they slaughter it. So here is a special thing that only in Egypt, during the years later in the Tamidosh, they didn't have to inspect it. That's it for 4 days. It just started just before the slaughter. So here comes the Gemara and says, this is the halacha of the sheep. That's what you got to do is slaughter him. You have to slaughter him. Slaughter him. And then you have to roast him. A full one. Roast him a full one. And then each person has to eat from the sheep. It's called Korban Pesach. It's a very strange halacha, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do it. Then comes the Rabban Gamliel and says, listen, you have to say the Leil HaSeder. Of course, we don't have to say the sacrifice, but you have to say. Pesach, Shulach Lohim HaBatim HaShumah, it's Mitam Bet HaMikdash. Why we eat this sacrifice called Pesach? Because the Rabban Gamliel skipped in the houses. The script and houses started telling me all these kind of laws. What does laws have to do with sleeping on the houses? Hashem skipped in the house. Hashem skipped in the house because I slaughter. So for this I need to slaughter every year a sheep and eat a piece of meat because Hashem skipped in the houses.
How can it be? Ah, the inner one. Yeah, it's right, yeah, you're right. I was looking for the CDs. Thank you very much.
Then says Rabban Gamliel, you talk about the matzah. You have to say the matzah, Zu Shanuch Lima Shuma. You have to hold the matzah in your hand. You have to say, why am I eating this matzah? It says, when I came out of Egypt, I took leftover dough that I had in Egypt. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu baked it for me, and it became matzah. So, what kind of miracle is this? So Hashem baked it, so for this I have to eat matzah the night of Pesach, because Hashem made a miracle with it. So, Hashem made a miracle, Hashem made a lot of miracles. How come I have to remember that kind of a miracle? Maror, Nishat Machul Mashuma, then you have to say, point in the Maror, say, why am I eating Maror? I said, because the Egyptians gave us a hard time, now I have to eat Maror. I said, but this has to do now with El Aseda. You have to eat Maror, El Aseda. I said, Maror, El Aseda. Why you have to eat Maror, El Aseda? I said, listen, the Egyptians gave us a hard time, so we should have it the day before Pesach. The day of Pesach and the night of El Aseda, this is a celebration of freedom. Celebration of freedom, I said, no, this is no freedom now. Now you have to have Maror. The Maror resembled suffering, that we were tortured by the Egyptians. That is what Leila said there. If he didn't do it, he didn't say that. He didn't say the explanation, we did not do the mitzvah. Very strange. Kau Chachamim Rabotai in the Gemara, it tells us that if you have Gemara, some of you look at over Masechet Yoma, page 69b. It says the Gemara, it's over like this. When Am Yisrael built the second Bet HaMikdash, there's a pasuk in Sefer Nehemiah. And Nehemiah and Ezra said they were standing over there. And people that remember the first Bet HaMikdash, and people that just newcomers, started to scream in front of Bet HaMikdash, Baya Baya. Baya Baya, said the Gemara, what do you mean? What are you screaming? Said the Gemara, the screaming they said like this, Vaitzaku, since the Navi says, Sefer Nehemiah says, They scream to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ma'amud is screaming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, we had the first Bet HaMikdash. The first Bet HaMikdash was destroyed because of Avodah Zarah. People didn't worship Avodah Zarah. So the temptation to worship Avodah Zarah was very strong. The Ma'amud tells us, Rabashi, the man who wrote the Gemara, had once a dream. It's Menashe, the king came over to him in a dream. And Rabashi asked him in a dream, what's the matter with you people that you worship Avodah Zarah? Menashe said, let me tell you something. Don't think you know anything. I can ask you a question in a dream, and you don't even know how to make hamotzi lechem min haaretz. You don't even know how to cut the bread. He did ask him, and Rav Ashi didn't know how to cut the bread. I just figured what it means, but let's think about this.
Then Menashe, he put a statue inside the Hamikdash.
So Rav Ashi said to him, I don't believe it. You put a statue in the Hamikdash. Rav Ashi told him, he don't understand. The Yetzirah, the devil, the temptation to do Avodah Zarah was so strong, if you would have been in that time, you would have ran after the Avodah Zarah to do more Avodah Zarah. I said, so what happened? The Gemara says, when they built the second Beit HaMikdash, Am Yisrael came and stood in front of Beit HaMikdash and started to scream. The Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, this Yetzirah, the devil, Satan, tempted us to do Avodah Zarah, and that's Beit HaMikdash. It's one of the reasons Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. We don't want this Yetzirah. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you gave us Yetzirah, you gave us this temptation, that if we control the temptation, we get the reward. We don't want a temptation, we don't want a reward. Starts to scream and yell, says the Gemara, all of a sudden they saw kind of a fire coming from Beit HaMikdash. They ran after it, and it had like a shape, and Chachamim told them, you know, grab it, and had some kind of physical entity, and they put it inside the pipe, and they closed it. From that moment on, says the Gemara, we don't have this temptation to worship idols. Before, the test was so strong that in time of Eliyahu Navi, only 7,000 Jews did not bow down to the statue. All the rest of Israel, talking about the Hamikdash, is there. Can you imagine millions of people, not millions, hundreds of millions of people, all bow down to Avodah Zarah. Well, it was like a temptation, you know. A person wants to do something. He wants to do something. He knows it's forbidden, he does it. I said, what drives you? He says, I have something that drives me to do it. I said, what is that thing? This is the evil part. This is the devil. He says, he drives me crazy. He says, how come you don't have it today? He says, because our forefathers pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and scream. Baya. He says, get this thing out of our system. We don't want it. And actually, this is the Satan, the devil, came out of Beit HaMikdash. And this was the end of it. Comes the Gemara, the Am Yisrael were very happy. They felt a relief. Now they don't have this temptation. They said, now, there's one more thing. This is also a fact that HaMikdash people did not behave at the highest level of purity. And that was also a cause of destruction. We don't want any temptation. Nothing. Says the Gemara, something else came from the HaMikdash, and now there is no temptation. Like the angels. They don't have no Yetzirah, no temptations, not for Avodah Zarah, not for any other thing finished. Says the Gemara, well, it took 3 days. After 3 days they saw that the world cannot exist like this. Everybody stayed by himself, everybody was inside himself. Says the Gemara, they couldn't even find an egg to cook, because even the chickens and the roosters, each one stayed by itself. The Gemara says, no. The world has to continue, let's get back to the Torah. So the Gemara, it helped for something, but anyway, they got it back. That's the Gemara. This is the Gemara, Matzechet Yoma, page 69, from the Lake at home. So Rav Ashi, you know, they wrote the Gemara. Of course, the Gemara is not a storybook. I said, what is the purpose that you have this story in the Gemara? Comes the Gemara, Matzechet Erachin, I think page 31, if I remember correctly, and said, you know, in the Tanakh, and the Torah always, Moshe's assistant, Yehoshua, is being written Yud and Hey, Vav and Shin and Ayin. That's his name, Yehoshua. One place in the Tanakh, his name is Yoshua. Yoshua. Sounds like, you know, they're Navi, what they call Navi. It doesn't have the Hey. This is Yud, Vav, Shin, Ayin. Instead to have Yehoshua, it says Yoshua. Yud Vav Shinai. So the Gemara, what happened? says the Gemara, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a little bit upset with this guy Yoshua, even though he was this holy man, he was the king of Am Israel, he was an Avi, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something is upset at him. Says the Gemara, what is the problem with this guy? Says the Gemara, he did not pray when he entered Eretz Israel that Hashem should take away the evil part, the Yetzer Hara from us. He should have prayed. I said, listen, we don't want the temptation, we don't want the reward, like Amitra actually did. When the second Tachidash was open, Yeshua, when he entered Eretz Israel, he should have done the same thing, right away. Says the Gemara, well, how come Moshe did not do it? Says the Gemara, well, Moshe could not have done it because Moshe did not go to Eretz Israel. Eretz Israel is a tremendous merit, and Eretz Israel could have done that. So Yeshua, how come he didn't do it? That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu took the hay out of his name, and his name is, instead of Yoshua, Yoshua. That's his name. Come on, Chachamim, tell us, you should know. The Gemara says, you know, when Mashiach will come, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to slaughter the devil, to slaughter the Yetzer Hara. See, the Gemara, that actually is going to happen. There's the base in Psukim, in the Tanakh, in Yeshayahu, Mi Zeba Me'edom Chamutz Begadim Imatra, it says, you know, that's the end of the world. The end of the world, Mashiach will come, and there's going to be no Yetzer Hara. This is what's going to be. It's going to be that we so much knowledge and understanding. It says this is the goal of this world. This is the Yetzer Hara when it tried us, when Adam Hashem ate from the tree. But when Mashiach will come, it's going to be the end of the world. It says that's the end of it. So actually, we should know that this is what we call redemption. Says the Gemara, you know, when we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, it says in the Torah, who wrote on the Luchot, says, Charut ala Luchot. Charut. Says the Gemara, not Charut, Cherut. Says Cherut, Melach HaMavet. A person thinks, says Ari, that Pesach is just a celebration. No, Pesach is a job. How does it start, really? So it's next Thursday night, the special mitzvah, it's called Bdikat Chametz. Bdikat Chametz. That's the first Mishnah in Masechet Pesachim, all 14 bosim et ha-chametz to'or ha-ner. The special mitzvah, Hashem wanted to search the chametz. Search the chametz. And to search the chametz, to search the chametz. I clean the house. Oh Hashem, it's spotless. Spotless. Nothing. No chametz finished. I clean spotless. Still every mitzvah. To go with a candle. With a candle, I have to go with a candle. The Gemara says, well, you go with a candle to the corners, then you search better. Okay, fine. But I haven't got anything. The Gemara, doesn't matter. You don't look for it. Well, I have nothing to look. I don't have chametz. Says, you know what? Let me tell you something. What the custom is that we have this custom. Again, Ari started it. I said you should hide 10 pieces of bread. Put it in a plastic each piece. Oh Hashem, today you don't have to work hard anymore. You can buy it already made. It's too hard for the people to cut on pieces and stick it in the plastic. So Oh Hashem, you go to the store and somebody invented patent. You know, they already took 10 pieces of bread and this is probably cut chametz. Come home, he gives it to your child, he hides it, of course he has to write where he hid it, because if you'll miss it, you're going to be busy the whole night to look for it, and Hashem, you won't find it, you have Hamed in the house on Pesach. So Baruch Hashem, invention, so you go and you got the 10 pieces, and you somehow hide it, and you write on a piece of paper where it is, and you go around with the candle, hopefully you'll find it, okay? Okay, now comes out and says, okay, listen, I got it, but you know my son is not home. Okay, so I said your wife should hide it. I said, okay, well, my wife didn't make it. So I said, you know what? Hide yourself? Are you kidding? You're going to say bracha. So the chametz of the son, I'll be oh chametz. Destroy the chametz. First of all, it's not destroy the chametz. We destroy it in the morning. In the morning, it's about chametz. Well, to the Rishonim, you know, it's the beginning. Okay, fine. So now he said, Apiyah saw this, says, according to the sequence of Kabbalah, 10 pieces, not 11, not 9, 10 pieces. Okay? Hide it. Okay. Nobody's home. Hide yourself, brother, hide yourself. She took a piece of paper and said, okay, I hid one in the kitchen, one in the living room, one in the living room. Where are you? That's a joke. Then you go with a candle, you go around the house, you say, oh, here I found it. What do you mean here I found it? You put it over there. But you go over to the house, it's a joke. I said, because Hamed go look around with a candle. This Shabbat, before the Shabbat, before Shabbat HaGadol. Shabbat HaGadol. This Shabbat HaGadol is Shulchan Aruch, right? You know? Shabbat is Nepetah, it's called Shabbat HaGadol. It's called Shabbat HaGadol. One of the Chachamim said the reason Shabbat HaGadol is because Shabbat before we left Egypt. So we took the sheep or the goat and we tied it to the bed. And the Egyptians saw it. And they couldn't do anything to us because they were so frightened and afraid of us at the time. So it means it was a miracle by itself. They did not kill us because we said we're going to take their God and slaughter it. Hanin said, okay, fine, it's good. But this has nothing to do with the Shabbat. It's to do with the tender for the Shnitam. Happened to be their tears fell on Shabbat. That's called Shabbat HaGadol. He should celebrate the 10th day of Nisan every year. Because it happened on the 10th day of Nisan. It had nothing to do with the Shabbat. Happened to me on the calendar that year that Yud Ben Nisan and Nisan fell on Shabbat. But you say that every year on the Shabbat, before Pesach, called Shabbat HaGadol. What is Shabbat HaGadol? This year is 6 days before, 7 days before. Let me say there is a secret over here. He says, you know, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us that every year to go slaughter the sheep, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really told us in Egypt. To slaughter the sheep, says Ari, is to slaughter the international Yetzirah, not a private Yetzirah the person has. He says, you should know Chametz is called Yetzirah. Say, but HaMikdash, you won't allow to bring Chametz to Bet HaMikdash. You won't allow. So everything in Bet HaMikdash always was Pesach over there. Inside the building was never Chametz. You cannot bring it to Bet Chametz inside. You cannot sacrifice on the altar anything Chametz. Nothing. Everything is always Matzah. Lechem HaPanim. Everything Matzah, Matzah, Matzah. So the Zohar, what is the problem? That Chametz resembled Yetzirah. What's it? In the Bet HaMikdash, this is the place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't want Yetzirah to be over there. When Menashe put the statue in Bet HaMikdash, Hashem wanted to destroy the world. What is the problem? That's not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset. It means you don't understand the job here. The job on this world is to get rid of this Yetzirah. He says, this is our job to get rid of it. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset at Yehoshua. When Yehoshua entered Eretz Israel, he says, how come he did not pray that he wanted to destroy this Yetzirah? Obviously he wants him. Okay, you can have fight him. He says, every day we say, he says, we don't want the Yetzirah. A person should pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu daily, but not his Yetzirah. The international one. They should not tempt the world. They should not destroy the world. That's the Gemara says that Noach Loi prayer at the door. Noach did not pray. When Hashem told him, I'm going to make Mabul. So what do you want you Noach to pray? What you should pray about? People lose the Shuvah? They never lose the Shuvah. You think billions of people lose the Shuvah? Never. No, the only way to do the Shuvah is if they're not going to have the temptation. They're not going to have the trap. They're not going to have the test. What does this mean? It means we should not have that entity that tests us all the time. It says that is the prayer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us from Noach. That's the prayer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us from Yehoshua ben Nun when he got to Eretz Yisrael. That is the prayer that Am Yisrael prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when they built the second Bet HaMikdash. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expected from us in Egypt. It is in Egypt, says the Gemara, says we say in the Tefillah, we say in Navid, Vayotzeet Amo Yisrael Mitocham Lechirut Olam. Chirut Olam means a complete freedom. What is complete freedom? What does it mean? It means we came out free. Complete freedom, says the Gemara, Chirut Olam means Chirut Olam from Yetzirah, Chirut Olam from our temptations. This is the world will become I said, this is the way it's going to be, Mashiach will come. Hashem Shlote Yetzara, I said, everybody comes, everybody knows, understands, has out of knowledge. Kamayim, Be'erachatim, says the Navi, to be so much understanding and knowledge, it's like the ocean of knowledge. I said, that's the end. I said, you have to pray for this. You have to hope for that. I said, that's why the Lord said, listen, what I want you to do is like this. I want you to take this sheep and slaughter it. And why I want to slaughter it? Because this time, well, that's the Rav of Egypt. I said, so what? What does he want? No, it means like this. When you slaughter it, and every Jew will slaughter, will be a partner in that sheep that is going to be slaughtered, it means you slaughter the Abdazra. Since you know how far it goes, since the Gemara tells you how far it goes, on midnight when the Kadosh Baruch Hu came to Egypt, all the Abdazra in Egypt melted. Wherever any Abdazra was made from metal, melted. The Abdazra was made from wood, broke, fell off the wall. Everything was broken. So what's the idea? The Matzim Yitzchayim, before him, Gram Chazdo, says, Asab al-Bahem ve-Elohim Shfatim. It says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, says, the Gemara destroyed the God of Egypt. So what is the God of Egypt? It's a joke. What does it mean? It's not a joke. Because at that time, the temptation to do Abba Dada was very strong. The Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to cancel it. It says, if you cancel it, I mean, you say, we don't, all of us, we don't want it, Hashem would have canceled it. And that was the purpose, that we should slaughter that sheep, the sheep of Abba Dada, it's done, finished. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu, if somebody does not want to participate in this Korban Pesach, Hashem is upset, not because he doesn't participate, and because you don't want to do the job. So actually, what it means like this, somebody would ask you, I said, excuse me, what is the reason for sacrifice of Pesach in Beit HaMikdash? I said, the sacrifice of Pesach was not to remember that Hashem skipped on the houses. I said, I want you to know why Hashem skipped on the houses. He skipped on the houses because I slaughtered Avodah Zarah. Because I destroyed Avodah Zarah. And I said, the mitzvah in the Torah, you should know. In Eretz Yisrael, it's a mitzvah, and it's a stemit is bechotam. ושיבטם את מצבותם, ואשר הם תשרפון באש, ופסילי אלוהים תיגדיון. זאת אומרת שרבנו, השם גבר כמצווה, דיסטרוי את העבודה הזרה. השם קראת, if you have a statue, of course it did, if you have a statue, they will come, no, it's much deeper. השם said, when you come to earth Israel, you run and you destroy the עבודה הזרה. If you destroy it, it means you don't want it. If you don't want it, השם would have canceled the temptation of Yetzirah. And therefore, Hashem said, if somebody does not want to do this sacrifice in Beit HaMikdash, it means he doesn't care less about Avodah Zarah. Not because he doesn't remember that Hashem skipped on the houses. Hashem does not want us to remember he skipped on the houses. Hashem wants us to remember why he skipped on the houses. Excuse me, why he skipped on the houses? He skipped on the houses because he slaughtered Avodah Zarah. But Hashem gave us also the mitzvah, the Brit Milah and mitzvah. And Egypt, and Israel did not do Brit Milah. Hashem said, you have to do Brit Milah. You have to do Brit Milah. Not only that, Hashem said, you know, if you own a slave, he has to do Brit Milah. Hashem said, you want to know something? When you're going to slaughter that sheep, and you have somebody in your house that did not have Brit Milah, including a slave, you cannot eat and participate in that sheep. He said, what is this to do with me? She said, I have a slave. I'm not doing Brit Milah for my slave. I don't care. I don't care. It's not ethical. It's not my business. He wants it to do. No. You have to force him to do Brit Milah. Otherwise, he cannot be in your house. If you own a slave in those days that did not have Brit Milah, you cannot be part of the sacrifice of Pesach. So what is this to do with anything? Because those two things, the Brit Milah and sacrifice of Pesach, are the two mitzvot aser that Hashem said, if you don't do it, you have karet Hashem. Because this is the goal of this world. That's what Rabashi wrote in the Gemara of the story. When we came to the second Beit HaMikdash, we started to scream over there, we don't want this temptation anymore. We want to be straight only with knowledge. We don't want to fall in a trap. And since that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that mitzvot in Egypt. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, get the sheep on the 10th day of Chodesh Nisan, and then each one took it and tied it to the bed, because the bed resembled purity. That is the two things that we had to fix. is we have to get rid of. Is the temptation of Avodah Zarah, the temptation of the impurity. You did this job, this is the time of Mashiach. That's the best thing about it. The Nisan Igalu, Nisan Igalu. But the Nisan, the month of Nisan, has a special, of course, has a special energy. But Nisan, that's what Hashem told us the first time. Slaughter Avodah Zarah, do Brit Milah. He says that thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted at the year of Beit HaMikdash to try it again to slaughter so-called the Satan. This is what the Gemara says. Mashiach will come, and says HaKadosh Baruch Hu will destroy the temptation, will destroy the evil part. He says HaKadosh Baruch Hu will just give us knowledge and understanding. So the Gemara, you should know. The mitzvot that Hashem gave us is in order to be able to stand against the temptation. Say, Chachamim, you should know, somebody teaches his son, his grandson, Torah, says the Gemara, is like, he is standing on Har Sinai. Standing on Har Sinai, says the Gemara, what it means is, if you remember, and the Gemara who spoke to us. At that moment, the Hashem spoke to us, Noah had at that moment, any desires. Hashem spoke to you. I said, the Gemara, you know, listen, it's a special mitzvah on the night of Elul. I said, teach your grandchildren Torah. And the whole Elul Seder is Nidat Lebilcha. It's called Haggadah. So all things you have to teach. Why? Because the Gemara, when you teach the children, is like standing in front of our Sinai. And this is, says the Gemara, Barat Yetzera, Barati Lo Torah Tavlin. That's how you destroy this evil, this devil. You destroy him by the end of Torah. People said, you know, the night of Pesach is a special mitzvah. The more you talk, the more you learn that knowledge, the more chance is for Mashiach to arrive, because that's how you block this temptation, this Yetzirah. Come to me and say, listen, start in the Seder, you have to say this. You have to say, listen, Pesach shayu achulim avotin lo shum ma'i. You have to say this in the text. You can't miss it. He said, if you miss the text, you didn't do it in the Seder. He says, our fathers used to eat Korban Pesach. He says, why? Because Hashem skipped on the houses. So for this, I have to eat it now. He says, no, why Hashem skipped on the houses? Hashem skipped on the houses because we slaughtered Avodah Zarah. Matazu shayu achulim avotin lo shum ma'i. He says, why? It's because we took out of Egypt, though. And the door became matzah. What do you mean, the door matzah? Because Hashem does not like chametz. That's called bdikat chametz. Bdikat chametz has ari. When you search for the chametz, you say, I want to destroy it. The Torah says, tashbitu somu batechem. You have to cancel it. Tevatlun. It's actually, you don't want to have chametz in the door. It's a secret. But you should know, bread, pasta, all the things that contain flour, you should know, it means this is the Yetzirah. That's how Hashem made it. The word Chametz comes from the word Chamutz. Chamutz means sour in Hebrew. It means the bread, the way it tastes is because the flour stayed more than 18 minutes with the water. It says this is energy that the Kadosh Baruch Hu does not want to have it. This is the proof for it. In Beit HaMikdash, everything is matzah. There is no bread in Beit HaMikdash. Never. You're not allowed to bring over there. Because this is the territory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't want the Satan to be there. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he showed it to us, we came out of Egypt, we took leftover dough. Hashem baked the dough and made it matzah. Therefore, we eat matzah in the night of Pesach. What does it mean? It means the night of Pesach, our job is to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way our fathers said when they opened the Beit HaMikdash, we don't want the Yetzirah. Here, our fathers in Beit HaMikdash used to slaughter him, and then they had a mitzvah of matzah. Here, let's tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we suffered so much in Egypt. And he says, this is the Maror. He says, that the Maror numerical value is mavet, death. That a person has to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, I suffered so much, you know, I'd rather be dead than to fall in a trap. He says, I am here to demonstrate and to tell you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same statement that my poor father said when the open second of the Beit HaMikdash. We want just wisdom and knowledge. We don't want to fall in a trap of other things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not appreciate. We have to pray for this. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the night of Pesach, says the Gemara, this is the night. The night, says Rabbi Tamim Uziel, that you can be redeemed. It says why? Because last time you were redeemed was in Egypt because you did that thing. It is Brit Milah, and you slaughtered Avodah Zarah. Hashem waits on the night of Pesach. We should all announce it that we want to come to that stage, that we want freedom. It's called Lechevut Olam. That's what we say. HaKadosh took us out of Egypt. Tonight, Lechevut Olam happened to be in the Yechezkel. With all the respect of us, our fathers, we had statues in our after Sheikhs, and we tell HaKadosh, okay. Not everybody wanted to do even in Egypt the sacrifice of Pesach. Some of them said that we don't want to do it. We're not interested. The Rebbe Chosokol had to force them by bringing wind from Gan Eden that smelled so good. And Am Yisrael said, okay, we want to have the meat. And we said, okay, you have to do it milah, so Moshe. And now, and Yeshua had to run around and do it milah at the night. Hundreds of thousands of people, children. It says because they wanted to have a good piece of meat. It says that smells from Gan Eden. But the idea of the whole thing was cancel the Avodah Zarah. Not only did not cancel it, while the crossing Yom Tov, they had in the Antashekes, the statue. But actually this was the idea and the hope, so-called, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're going to cancel it. So the Gemara, now we have to wait for Mashiach to come. I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will slaughter it. But we, on Chodesh Nisan, Tichon Hamim, this is our job. It's an El HaSeder, you should be serious about it. And it says, listen, I have to say that. That what I want from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want wisdom and knowledge. And I don't want temptation. I don't want to fall in a trap. I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same way that our forefathers did. See, Hashem was upset with Yeshua. He did not pray. We are praying for this. We are praying what we call Mashiach now. You want Mashiach? She says, no, Mashiach comes after Hashem will slaughter the Yetzer Hara. He says, this is our job. So the Gemara on Nisan, the Nisan Nigalu, Nisan Hashem redeemed us because we slaughtered the sheep. Nisan HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Brit Milah, we Brit Milah. Atidin Nigalel, he says, every Pesach we have the chance to do it again and again. The Rebbe said, you must say it and then said, if you don't say it, you miss our point. It's not the food, it's not the matzah, it's not the piece of meat that our forefathers ate. It's just what was the reason for eating it. If you don't say the reason, he said, you miss the whole idea. He said, you got to say it and have the Kavanah, then Mashiach will come out of Minah. Next week, the vacation.